It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, April 18th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A 16-year veteran of the New Hampton Police Department has been named interim chief. Earlier this week, New Hampton Mayor Steve Gertz accepted the resignation of Police Chief Tim Peterson in relation to an incident last month. The city says on March 29th, while shopping, Peterson noticed $40 cash left in a self-checkout lane. Rather than turn the money into customer service or store staff, Peterson retained the money and left the store. Gertz says the incident occurred at a store in Waterloo. When the owner of the $40 returned to the store to collect the forgotten cash and found it was gone, law enforcement was contacted, who then contacted Peterson. He returned to the store and turned the money over to the officer handling the call to return it to its rightful owner. The city statement adds, "While the city of New Hampton is undoubtedly disappointed by Chief Peterson's actions, we have been very pleased with his performance and the direction he has taken the police department. Chief Peterson will be missed by the entire New Hampton community." Peterson's first day as NHPD police chief was April 19th of last year. His resignation comes just shy of that one-year anniversary, which would have been tomorrow. Doug Egan has been named interim police chief, according to the city website. He has been with the New Hampton Police Department since 2008 and in law enforcement since 2003. The 2024-25 fiscal year budget is still not set in Chickasaw County. About 3 weeks ago, the Board of Supervisors presented a countywide tax rate proposed to rise from about $5.17 per $100,000 of taxable assessed valuation to about $6.22, an increase of almost 19%. Since then, supervisors have taken additional looks to reduce that tax rate increase to under 16% before finalizing the FY25 budget, which they had hoped to do this past Monday after holding a public hearing on the proposed budget. Former County Auditor Joan Knoll, who's filed to seek election to the 3rd District Supervisor seat held currently by Jake Hackman, challenged the board to rework the budget even more.
So that's why I'm asking you guys to relook at this before you make your final decisions. Because I don't think the taxpayers mind if it went up a little bit, but this is quite a bit of jump.
Hackman noted that supervisors have looked at and worked hard on the budget over the last 5 to 6 months.
Yes, I don't like the staircase of tax levies going up like straight up, but I think we're playing catch up is one thing. And two, there was a lot of expenditures that were not predicted. I think the ending fund balances were perfect last year when we approved the budget last year. This year, I just named a couple things that cause and effect, and there's probably many more that I'm missing. To keep up with good staff and wages, I know we see it in our own houses, food prices, inflation, but we are trying to run a business.
Hackman also cited the everyday increases in the cost of running the county, including fuel prices and health insurance rates. After about an hour of discussion of possible ways to rework the FY25 budget, no vote was taken to finalize the budget. The plan is to do so during their board meeting next Monday, which is still time to have it filed with the state by the April 30th deadline. Earlier this week, the Charles City City Council awarded a contract for the Main Street resurfacing project. However, the winning bid came in almost $300,000 over original cost estimates. City Administrator Steve Deere says they'll meet with the project engineer and the contractors to look for ways to trim final costs.
One of the things I know we're going to be looking at is that section of Gilbert Street will probably, right off the cuff, that part will probably be coming off because we had a couple of water main breaks out there this spring that we found there's some pretty bad water main that's chopped up in that area. So best to get that fixed rather than pave over it. We're not ready to fix that yet because we have other water projects going on. So we'll save that part and do it as part of a separate project down the road in the next year or two.
The city has planned doing the project in stages to avoid shutting down all of Main Street at the same time during the resurfacing, but Deere says adjustments may be needed.
We've penciled in or bid out a lot of staging so that parts are opening, you know, at different times. We might need to relax some of those restrictions on staging to allow them to be here for longer periods of time, so less mobilization. Those are the type of things we'll be looking at as we try to get that price down to a comfortable level and still be able to move forward with the project.
Deere says the contractor, Heartland Asphalt, will likely start work as soon as they can, but they still won't be finished as soon as the city would like.
Early on, there was some hope that, if we get this bid out real early, we can maybe have it done by the 4th of July. That's obviously not going to happen, but if we could get it done by this fall, that'd be great.
Deere adds that the city may have to use more lost tax funds to help pay for the project. The city is also getting $800,000 in swap funding from the state. A Charles City man has been arrested for an alleged assault in Waterloo on Christmas Day 2022. Charles City Police say a disturbance in the 1000 block of South Grand Avenue on Saturday led to 47-year-old Kevin Richards being taken into custody on Blackhawk County warrants for domestic abuse, assault, injury, or mental illness, and failure to appear on a disorderly conduct charge. According to court records, Waterloo police accused Richards of assaulting his girlfriend at their residence in Waterloo on December 25, 2022, by striking her in the head with a metal blunt object. The next day, while he was at Allen Hospital in Waterloo, Richards was accused of pulling on fire alarms when there was no fire present and was believed to be under the influence of methamphetamine. No trial date on any of the charges against Richards has been established. During his arrest last weekend by CCPD, the victim of the alleged 2022 assault, 42-year-old Lorinda Moore of Charles City, was also present and arrested for public intoxication. An Osage man is facing felony charges following his arrest last weekend. According to criminal complaints, Osage police were called to a burglary in progress in the 300 block of Maple Street shortly before 4:30 Saturday morning. Their investigation led to the arrest of 39-year-old Jeremy Henderson on charges of second-degree burglary, a Class C felony, and domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony. He was also charged with obstruction of emergency communications, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. Henderson is accused of forcing his way into the trailer of two female victims and making threats he was going to do this every day at 4 a.m. until he had one of the victims, a former girlfriend, back at his house. Police add that witnesses stated Henderson also shoved her around the trailer. When the victim informed Henderson she was calling 911, he allegedly hit the phone out of her hand, preventing her from dialing right away. Henderson is being held in the Mitchell County Jail on $10,000 bond. Court records show that Henderson was convicted of assault last December for grabbing, choking, and throwing the same victim into a wall in May of last year. He received a 7-day jail sentence. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.